This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Welcome to the Health Ranger Report. This is Mike Adams with an urgent alert about the imminent martial law that President Trump will not only very likely need to declare, but that you will also support, and very likely I will support, and most patriots will support. And this is all playing out exactly as I predicted. I wrote about this in articles well before the election. If you recall, in my articles on naturalnews.com and now on trump.news, I not only publicly predicted a Trump victory with full confidence before it happened, and basically told people, Trump's going to win, and I told my readers, get ready for the mass wave of violence that's going to follow Trump's victory. And I specifically said that leftists are going to go insane, and they're going to engage in rioting and looting and arson, and that eventually Trump is going to have to declare martial law, and that you are going to beg for martial law when all of this happens. I mean, I wrote all this before November of last year. So it's all playing out exactly as I foresaw. It wasn't difficult to see this if you understand liberalism, the insanity of the left. They are, just for the record, the left has now become the mentally ill, violent, domestic terrorist organization in America. The left is completely unhinged. They now endorse violence, including the left-wing media. They incite violence. The left-wing political leaders condone violence rather than condemning violence. You know, Tim Kaine is calling for people to fight in the streets. You know, former Obama administration officials now openly calling for a military coup against Donald Trump. As Black Lives Matter protesters, one of them, a school teacher, openly calling for an effort to, quote, start killing people, targeting white people and looting white homes and taking all the belongings and money of white people. I mean, this is what is out there now. This is what it has come to. And it's important to understand that none of this, none of the violence, none of this rhetoric is being condemned by the media or by anyone on the left. They are encouraging it. And so where this is going is not difficult to predict. What we saw at the University of California, Berkeley, we saw radical leftists opposed to Milo Yiannopoulos' speech there. We saw them donning ski masks like terrorists, setting fires, using chemical weapons to attack Milo supporters, using objects as battering rams to bash in the doors of the speaking area, and they attacked the speaking area, and Milo Yiannopoulos had to be evacuated by his own private security detail composed of former U.S. Navy SEALs. I guess you're always a Navy SEAL, but I mean, they used to be active duty Navy SEALs, now they work for Milo. So you actually have to have military men defending a guy who is a young gay conservative who just wants to speak on a campus that was supposed to be known for free speech. And now the unhinged, violent left is so afraid of what he might say in his speech that they violently attack him and they burn his books and they call him a Nazi. Because anyone who doesn't agree with the left is now considered fair game to be assaulted, to be murdered, to be punched, to be bloodied, to be beaten, anything. This is what the left has come to. I'm just letting you know that the left is now imploding. It is devolving into a radical extremist wing of terrorists and violent snowflakes, if there is such a thing. They're cry bullies to the extreme. They are violent. They are mindless. They are factless. They have no knowledge of reality. They have no knowledge of real history. All rationality is gone from these people. for all intents and purposes, you might as well just consider them to be, well, zombies. And this is the zombification of America. This is the new left. They are zombies. They're mindless. They're violent. And, you know, at some point, and this is what's coming, the president is going to have to declare martial law, at least in certain areas, such as, you know, cities where these people start getting totally out of control. When that happens, the violence will probably increase. This is right now on a track to escalating into a shooting war, or what I call a kinetic civil war. So I just want you to be on the alert. I want you to be forewarned because, you know, number one, I saw all of this coming. I wrote about it. You can go search naturalnews.com for articles I wrote last year that describe almost exactly what happened just in recent days. In fact, I'm going to read to you something that I wrote actually in early January of 2017, where I further reinforced my belief that this was coming. Because, well, that article, by the way, is called, let's see, what's it called? The Only Prediction That Really Matters for 2017. The Global Debt Collapse Begins, Followed by the Rise of Fascist Totalitarian Government. And it's crucial that you understand this. Okay, I'm gonna read you some of this. Every piece of tyranny and overbearing government control that Obama signed into law will soon reside in the executive portfolio of President Trump. Remember, this was written before Trump took office. What's crucial to understand here is that even if Trump believes in democracy, liberty, and American patriotism, he will have no choice but to unleash a police state response to the social chaos and subterfuge being set into motion by Obama and the globalists, who are all enemies of Donald Trump. I continued. In essence, you should get ready to live under temporary martial law and a federally run police state dictatorship. You should understand that governments always use crisis to ratchet up their power, invoking the emergency of the day to radically expand their power and reach over the citizenry. It's called shock doctrine. Even more astonishingly, pay attention here, realize that even you will beg for martial law, because the violence, looting, and social chaos being pursued by the lawless left will be so outrageously out of control that you will gladly give up more liberty in exchange for the promise of security. You got that? The danger, I wrote, is not the martial law in and of itself. The danger is not the government responding to the chaos with force. The danger is that the police state expansions will never end. Because the more the radical left resists the initial police state actions, the more quickly this all descends into a left-wing armed rebellion that forever justifies a militant police state run by the government to enforce security. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I hope you understand that since the time that I wrote that, we have now shifted, we have lurched forward into much of this starting to already get rolled out. We have now moved into the first phases of kinetic civil war. It starts small, like riots at UC Berkeley, and then it escalates. So if this escalation continues, we could all end up living under martial law. And that, you know, martial law can go a couple of ways. If it's temporary, if it's used responsibly, let's say, to quell the violence in the short term, and then martial law is lifted, it could have a positive effect. But usually that's not the way martial law goes. Usually it becomes a permanent state, and it's used by people in power. I'm not saying Trump would do this, but just historically, it's used by people in power to seize control and become dictators. Look at Fidel Castro. I mean, this usually happens on the left, like Mao and China and Stalin and so on. Now, I don't think that Trump is that kind of person, by the way. I'm a Trump supporter, and I would support short-term, temporary martial law-like conditions to stop this violence by the left-wing terrorists. But I'm just warning you that sometimes, sometimes these things go awry. And in any case, you need to understand that Trump has inherited a vast surveillance state, a vast array of surveillance powers and police state powers that were really put into place by everyone from George Bush to Barack Obama. You know, I mean, just look at the last several administrations. You've had this rising police state and all of these powers that are now held by the FBI, the warrantless searches, the ability of the FBI to, quote, legally hack the computers of journalists, for example, the FISA court, which is a joke, of permission to snoop on your emails, snoop on your Facebook posts and your web surfing habits, the NSA's surveillance state techno prison, where they have backdoors into Google, backdoors into Facebook, into Twitter, into everything. They know everything that you do. All of these powers are very likely to be invoked and used against the left-wing terrorists, which you might say, well, that sounds like a good thing at first, and it could be in the short term, but the very fact that these powers exist is a danger to liberty. So be careful what you ask for. Yes, we need to halt the left-wing violence. We need to make sure this doesn't escalate into a civil war. And yes, we might even support short-term temporary martial law. But be very careful where these things go. Be very careful about what powers you grant government. Because even if Trump uses them responsibly, and I think he would, the next person that comes along may not. We already saw Obama weaponizing the IRS, using it to punish patriot nonprofits, right? We saw that. And Hillary Clinton, if she had won the election, no question, she would have used the IRS to go after her enemies. Big government is the danger. Big government is what threatens our liberty. And that's why we need to support Trump's efforts to slash the size of government. Government needs to be smaller for the safety of everyone. Big government, the bigger it gets, the more dangerous it becomes. And when government becomes really, really big and really, really powerful, and the citizens are stripped of all their firearms and have no right to self-defense, no Second Amendment, what do you get? It's called North freaking Korea, okay? It's called Communist China. It's called Cuba or Venezuela, or just on and on. Stalin's Russia, Mussolini's country. You just keep going. You know, Hitler's Germany. You just go down the list, and it's just it just gets worse and worse and worse. The larger government becomes, the more dangerous it becomes. And so, if the protesters on the left had any sense at all, if they weren't mindless zombies, they would have been protesting against Hillary Clinton and the rise of big government. You know, they claim to be opposed to fascism. Fascism is the left. It's the fascists on the left who want big government, overpowering government, domineering nanny state government to control you and surveil you and tell you what you can and cannot do. Control your thoughts, control your words with PC language control, and control your behavior. It's conservatives that are trying to shrink government, that are trying to get the government out of your lives. It's the conservatives like Trump who are anti-fascists. And yet these zombies on the left have no clue. I mean, there they are, literally burning books and using violence to suppress free speech while calling the people they target fascists and Nazis. Fact check, you libtards, it's the fascists who were burning the books. It's the brown shirts who were using violence to suppress free speech. You libtards in Berkeley, you are the brown shirts. You are the new little obedient Nazis. And you're so brainwashed, you can't even see what you've become. You are the enemies of America. You are the threat to free speech. You are the intolerant ones. You are the bigots. You are the domestic terrorists. And Berkeley has become, basically, a training camp for domestic terrorism, as have many other universities all across America, like the University of Missouri, a training camp for social justice warriors who are really now making the transition into domestic terrorism. So get ready, folks. I'm just telling you what's coming because I've been right again and again and again and again. Over the past decade, I've told you in advance what's coming. I haven't been right 100% of the time, but I've been right so often that it's spooky. And I'm telling you, I saw this coming, and I know where it's headed. It's headed into martial law or civil war as a very, very likely outcome. So you better be ready. You better be ready to defend the Republic. You better be ready to defend your household. These crazy, violent, left-wing terrorist mobs could just start marching throughout the city, literally dragging white people out of their homes and killing them. That's what they're verbally, openly calling for. They're already calling for it. It doesn't take long before those words get translated into action. And I'm here to urge you, because I value human life, I value the defense of life, I work to protect life. So I want you to make sure that if it's legal in your area, that you are armed to defend your life. That you are armed with a legal firearm and some good hollow point ammo to make sure that you can stop violence that is directed at you or your family or your children or your community. You need to be able to defend your home and your property. And I'm not saying to go outside and start, you know, stalking the mobs in the streets. No, defend your place, defend your property, defend your life. But if they come knocking on your door, these mindless left-wing zombies, they start banging on your door and breaking in your windows, it's time to open fire. It really is. Make sure you have hollow points. Make sure you have extra magazines. Make sure you've got not just one pistol, because sometimes they jam. Make sure you've got a good shotgun. Remington works fine. Mossberg works fine. Make sure you've got whatever you can have legally in your area and that you know how to use it, because that day may be coming. If you know anything about the history of the Cultural Revolution in China, for example, you know it was the communists that went door to door, yanking people out of their homes and executing them in the streets. Okay? Are you hearing me on this? That's what communists do. Communists, which is what the students at Berkeley have become, it's what most of California has become, violent, radical, left-wing communists who are genocidal mass murderers. They have, throughout history, gone door to door, pulled people out of their homes, and executed them in the streets. This has happened to the Jews. This has happened to those who suffered under Pol Pot. This has happened to people under Mao. This has happened in places like Africa and Central America, the Khmer Rouge, and so on, Southeast Asia. Everywhere, you just look at human history, and it is the history of enraged totalitarian leftists, usually, or statists, which the Nazis were, fascists who loved the state, engaging in the mass murder and genocide of innocent citizens who, for the most part, were trying to keep the peace. And I say this cycle of history stops now, because we, the people of America, we who support the Constitution, we who support law and order, we who support the men and women in blue who are trying to keep our community safe, we are ready and willing to shoot back in defense of life and liberty and even property. We are willing to shoot back. We will not sit by idly and be overrun by left-wing communist zombie-tards, if you can call them that, libtard zombies, who are trying to repeat the mindless history of violence against those with whom they disagree. The extreme intolerance of the left, the violence of the left, the terrorism of the left must be stopped. And it's going to be stopped by people who love America, people like you and me, people who honor the law, people who operate with ethics and morality and a sense of protection for life and liberty. Sometimes we, the people, have to pull the trigger in self-defense when they attack us, when they try to beat us, when they try to pull us out of our homes and murder us, when they try to execute our loved ones or rape our daughters. This is what leftists do. This is what communists do. We're going to have to probably halt them using the tools that are available to us. So I hope none of that happens. I hope it never comes to that. But if it does, you need to be prepared. And that's my warning for you today. We're headed into a civil war. We're headed into mass violence committed by unhinged left-wing zombies. We're headed into a state of martial law. And probably there are going to be casualties in this war, this domestic war. I don't want those casualties to include you. So be safe, be prepared. Spread the word. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, a true American patriot. I'm the publisher of Trump.news. I'm the publisher of naturalnews.com. And I want you to be safe. Listen to my other podcasts if you want recommendations on the best firearms for self-defense. And even I plan to even do pretty soon maybe some videos or podcasts about proper safety when using firearms, how to choose the right firearm for your self-defense, the best ammo to use for self-defense, and so on, how to clear jams, stovepipes, failures to feed, double feeds, stuck magazines, all that kind of stuff. I hope to cover all that soon because a lot of people just need basic information about how to keep their guns running. If your gun's not running, you're dead when the zombies come. Seriously, you got to keep your guns running. You want to know how to keep them running? I can tell you how to do that because all my guns keep running. They don't give out. If they do, you get a backup, right? So get ready, folks. Stay safe. Work to halt violence. Work to stop violence. Support law and order. Support civility. And oppose the unhinged, insane, violent left. To be a Democrat today, I can tell you, no sane person can be a Democrat anymore. Democrats have become synonymous with insanity and violence. You've got to stop supporting Democrats, period. They are insane. They are a danger to your freedom. They are completely out of control. They are mentally ill, and they are dangerous. They're extremists. They are the terrorists. You've got to stop supporting Democrats if you have been. And by the way, I used to support Democrats. I used to be a liberal. Woke up, and I will never, ever support any Democrat ever again. Now that I've seen what they're really all about, which is violence and communist uprisings and overthrows and silencing those who don't agree with them. Democrats are insane. It's time to keep America safe again. Thanks for listening. Check out my other podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.